This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, breaking the contract and its consequences. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the breaking the contract or promise and its consequences in the Islamic lifestyle. When we look at the Quran or the Islamic teachings, we see that Islam has emphasized on fulfilling and being faithful to the promise. What happens when if someone breaks the promise or the covenant and he does not fulfill it? Therefore, Islam has also conveyed the message that there are some consequences that will happen. From them, it is said in the Quran that فَمَن نَكَسَ فَأَنَّمَا يَنْكُثُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ, which is that whoever breaks the promise or a contract with someone, therefore he has broken his own personality. He has broken his personality or his self, which means that the damage that the person will see in breaking a covenant is only for himself, and it does not bring any consequences for the others. Why it is so? It is because when we fulfill the covenant, when we fulfill a promise, when we are faithful to it, obviously it builds a trust amongst the people. We become someone who is trustworthy, who is truthful, which are the characteristics of the Prophet as well, the prophets as well. Even when we see that in the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before he announces his prophethood or being prophet, he was known as the trustworthy person, as a truthful person. He was known as Sadiq and Amin, which shows that even when people never knew that he is a prophet, when he was living amongst the people as an ordinary person, he was known as the most trustworthy and most truthful person in the society. And if someone breaks the covenant, obviously he cannot reach to this destination or to this status. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of breaking the contract or promise and its consequences. We said that when someone breaks his promise or contract, obviously the first consequence that he sees is that he becomes a person who is not trustworthy, and no one trusts that person. Now, this person in the society is just like a person whom neither the friends trust nor the enemies. We have seen many examples in the history, many examples in the history where, for example, when an enemy wanted to attack a country or a place, they put some dispute among the people of that country because they couldn't invade. And when some of those people who were defending their country, they basically betrayed or they broke their promise with the others, and they allowed the enemies to win the war, the enemies have come and they have killed all of them. Why? Because they said that we cannot trust them because they fulfilled their promises. They were never faithful to their brothers. Then how can they be faithful to us? Therefore, these are the lessons that we can even learn from the history. There are many other examples in the history. Therefore, the one who is not faithful, obviously, he is the one who's not faithful to the promises that he made. He cannot be trusted even amongst the family. The family will not trust such a person. The society, neighbors will never trust such a person. The friends will never trust such a person. Therefore, he cannot get a status, a good position, maybe a good job. Why? Because he is someone who never fulfills the promise. He breaks his promises and covenant. Even the being punctual at the work, it is one of the one of the faithfulness to the promise that I promised that I will come to the work in time. But if someone does not reach at time, obviously after some time, he will lose his job because they cannot trust him. He has promised to be on time. These are the consequences, basically. When a person is not trustworthy, when a person is not faithful to the contract and the promises, obviously he has to face all these consequences. And at the end, according to the saying of Imam Ali alayhi salam, the hellfire is waiting for such a person. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.